Montgomery says the work is contracted with a company called Men in Black, or MIB, owned by Troy Burleson of Harrison. The company utilizes active duty and retired law enforcement as part of the Fresenius Medical Care Disaster Response Team. Fresenius Medical Care provides services in kidney dialysis centers and countries around the globe. The teams are assigned to protect centers, yet that's not the only job description.
And so they had 28 of those the dialysis clinics in Puerto Rico, and when the hurricane hit, they hired MIB to come and do security work, everything from guarding the clinics to escorting doctors, nurses, and also helping out. And I think that's a big part. It's not just a security. It was, I mean, we do everything from delivering water and food, pumping gasoline for the employees, depending on the clinic, just doing anything and everything we can to help them out so that they can continue to take care of the patients.
Montgomery's team was stationed in the city of Naranjito. Of the 23 employees who work at that clinic, only 5 have electricity in their homes. He says the damage sustained from Hurricane Maria is still widely evident, and the process of returning the island to normal is slow going.
Took a couple of trips, one up into the mountains. I actually got to go see one of Baxter Healthcare's clinics, and was up there, mudslides, power outage. It's just hard for us to imagine, or at least it was for me, the fact that the vast majority of the island still has no electricity.
The electricity at the clinic had just been turned on the day prior to Montgomery's arrival, and running water had only become available the week before. With the assistance of other officers and the local Home Depot, Montgomery used MacGyver-like tactics to restore a shutoff valve to the water tank at the clinic and to fix a shower used by clinic employees. The slow process of restoring utilities to Puerto Rico is reportedly causing tension. Clinics need protection due to the potential threat of their resources getting hijacked. That danger is the other reason security teams are there.
The company, Fresenius, actually bought fuel pods, if you will, like tanks, and put them at a few of the clinics, and were giving the employees gasoline to take for their generators if they had them. And so that fuel pod would obviously be a high demand for thieves or gangs or whatever that's there. And so it's the safety, security of not only the water and the gasoline, but it's for the employees knowing that they're protected during all of this time that's going on.
Montgomery says the experience for him was life-changing. He says despite the dangers and lack of resources, the Puerto Rican people still have a sense of unmatched resilience and friendliness. As for the other officers who use their vacation time to help in Puerto Rico, when they could be taking vacation time to do anything else or to go anywhere else, Montgomery says their sacrifice is admirable. From the newsroom, I'm Eric Toddy reporting.